Yeah, I think it's going to be like all the other games, very close, very cagey. I think it's important Harps stop this run of three losses and try and, you know, at least get a draw so that they keep their confidence up going into the, you know, the back end of the season. Derry themselves haven't won a game in a few games, so it's an important game for both sides. So I think with that, with Derry having not won for a while and Harps having not won for a while, I would see it being a draw, you know.
Yeah, and who really is it a bigger game for, Sean?
Well, I think actually it's very important for Finn Harps because although, you know, they're on 23 points, what they don't want is to start getting sucked back in close again to the bottom two. And right now they're safe and they're away from that. But I think for their own confidence and for the confidence of the squad, I think it's important that they stop the run. You know, three defeats is difficult, and then once you go into four, the pressure builds again. So I actually think for Harps, it's a very, very important game.
But it's a game, I'm sure, that Ollie Horgan will have no problems in getting the players raised for off the back of what we've seen Harps do already in the season against Derry.
Yeah, I think they've performed really well against Derry. They've performed well against Sligo Rovers. So it's an easy game to motivate your players, you know. And I think that's why I would see them getting a draw this time. I think you know, maybe as they're getting into this part of the season, the tiredness and the fatigue might be hitting the squad. But it'll be a tough game, but I think they should. The fact that they're at home as well, obviously, will be a big advantage.
Do you think it's going to be a game that goals are going to be few and far between on Friday night?
Yeah, Derry haven't exactly been prolific, and Harps certainly haven't been prolific. You know, I think Derry scored 29, Harps scored 17. Derry haven't conceded a lot, so I think that's where Harps' problem is. You know, I think they're going to have to really, it's going to be difficult for them to try and break that Derry defence. I think Kenny Shields has put together a squad that they work really, really hard off the ball. They've got a very solid shape about them, and they'll certainly be hard to break down, you know.
For Finn Harps, they've got a lot of the hard work and the hard graft already done this year, Sean. All they need now is a few more points just to see the place in the top flight for another season. Off the back of Bray's one against the champions during the week, is there more pressure now been heaped on Harps?
Well, that's what I said. You know, they've lost three in the bounce and they look safe, but slowly but surely they're getting dragged back in by the bottom three. Now, I think Longford are cut adrift, but obviously Wexford Youth have picked up a few points as well, and Bray seem to be picking up a few points. So you can't get complacent. I think Harps need to get to that 32-point mark as quickly as possible. I think if they can get there, they'll be safe. They're on 23 at the moment. So I think every point that they can garner now is going to be really vitally important.
And a big crowd expected at Finn Park on Friday as well. Northwest Derbies, as you know, being involved in Derby matches, Sean, they're always special occasions.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And, you know, I was at the last one and the crowd was excellent. And I think the home crowd have been really, really good this year at Finn Park. And that's another reason why it's important to stay in the Premier Division, because it's really good for football, and that'll filter down to all levels within the county, you know. And, yeah, I remember being managing Sligo Rovers in 2004, and we went up to Finn Park, and I think there was over 4,000 people there that night. So I don't know where we'll get close to that, but you know, you'd like to see at least 2,500 at the game on Friday.